بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our recitation of the Surah Yasin. It is amongst the great surahs of the Holy Quran, and four important things have been mentioned with regards to Yasin Sharif. Number one, it is Qalbul Quran. It is the heart of the Quran. Number two, whoever recites the Yasin Sharif, he will get the reward as if he read the whole Quran 10 times. One Yasin is equal in reward to 10 khatams of Quran. And the third important thing about the Yasin Sharif is that whoever reads the Yasin Sharif in the night, in the daytime, he will be forgiven. Whoever reads it at night, he will also be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the fourth thing about the Yasin Sharif is, it is very, very powerful for the fulfillment of needs. To such an extent that at the time of hunger, it causes the hunger to be it causes the hunger to be satiated, and whoever reads it at the time of being lost, he will find his way. Whoever reads it on losing something will find that item. Whoever feels the food will get short and reads it, the food will suffice. Whoever reads it at the time of a childbirth, Allah will make the delivery easy. And whoever reads it at the side of a dying person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant that person ease in his mouth. It is known that Yasin Sharif should be recited at the present, in the presence of the deceased or the person close to death, so that Allah ta'ala can grant him an easy mouth. So these are the great benefits of the Yasin Sharif. And especially if there is a problem, a calamity, or some disaster, then the pious elders have prescribed that you should try and read 41 Yasin Sharif. We hope, inshallah, that tonight with all our brothers present and some of the sisters also, that we would have completed more than 41 Yasin Sharif tonight. And we hope through the barakat of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove a lot of calamities, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant a lot of blessings, and a lot of goodness will be granted. As we all know, that this weekend is also a KZN Ijtima that's taking place in Overport, Tills Crescent, and this is an environment that is created of deen on a mass scale. People from all over come to be in that environment, and we don't know whose heart will be affected with that environment. So therefore we also include that in our niyat of Yasin Sharif, that Allah Ta'ala make the ijtima go smoothly, successfully. The objectives and maqsad of the ijtima must be fulfilled, of deen coming alive in the ummat, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must protect and safeguard the ijtima from all types of calamities and disasters. And Allah ta'ala must grant good weather and make it conducive and easy, so that the people attend the ijtima do not undergo any difficulties and hardship. As we all know, that Friday night, which is tonight, Islamically the night comes before the day, our Jum'ah, Laylatul Jum'ah tonight, is a night of excessive durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Yawmul Jum'ah, the day of Jum'ah also, is a day of excessive durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Amongst the prescribed a'mal to do on Friday is to recite as much durood sharif as possible on the day of Friday and the night of Friday. Some ahadith mention the recitation of 1,000 durood sharif on the Friday night. And if we are not able to do the full 1,000, then a few hundred, even 300 is minimal durood sharif that we should be doing, in fact, on a daily basis. And Friday, we should try and increase that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq So inshallah, we will read the 40 durood and salam, which is a compilation of a variety of duroods. Various types of durood from the different authentic hadith kitabs have been compiled in the form of the 40 durood and salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our reading and listening to the 40 durood and salam. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to spend the spare moments of our life till our departure from this world in excessive amounts of durood sharif. There are certain awliya Allah of this ummah that through excessive durood sharif, the islah of people are made. They prescribe excessive amount of durood sharif, and through the barakah of that excessive durood sharif, all their spiritual diseases are removed and they become spiritually purified and cleansed. So this is the reason why there is such great benefits in reading the durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We should try to maximize our time in recitation of durood sharif. It is very easy on the soul, on the mind, on the heart, because durood sharif is regarded as a very calming zikr. It's a very calming zikr. So therefore, when it comes to durood sharif, the mashayikh have not placed any kind of restriction on quantity to recite durood sharif. There is no restriction. You can read freely as many thousands of durood as you wish, and it is very calming on the mind and the heart and the soul. The short forms of durood sharif, as we see even in the hadith kitab sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is a very short form of durood sharif, but it carries the reward of the durood. Wa sallallahu ala nabi al-ummi, also a very short form of durood sharif. Bismillahi wa salamu ala rasulillah. These are various short formulas of durood sharif, and of course the best formula of durood sharif is the durood ibrahimi, which is prescribed for us to read even in our 5 daily salah. So if Allah gives tawfiq, then read at least some amount of durood ibrahim, and thereafter we can read the short durood sharif if we are to read large quantities of durood. Allah Rabbul Izzat grant us all tawfiq and guidance. Inshallah, we will shortly we will make some zikr and dua to conclude the program. However, since there was an opportunity, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, all praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that our part of the world, the Southern Africa region, experienced tremendous beneficial rainfall in the last week or so. And here the rain I'm talking about is not the physical rain. We may have had some drops of rain in between, but I'm referring to the wonderful downpours of spiritual rain that came down on our part of the world, Southern Africa. Last week we had Hazrat Maulana Qamru Zaman Sahab, Damat Barkat Kum. He was there in Zambia, Malawi, in Johannesburg, and then this week Hazrat was in KZN, Durban, and he departed this morning. And he left behind a huge, beautiful, you know, rain that revives the dead hearts and revives the souls that have become parched. And also at the same time, there was beautiful rains that came down in our neighboring countries of Mozambique, Maputo especially, with the presence of Shaykh al-Islam, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Taqi Usmani, Damat Barakatuhu. That Hazrat was there last week. He spent 4 days approximately in Maputo, and then Hazrat went to Namibia, and currently he is in Harare, and they are very fortunate that they have had the opportunity there to host Hazrat Shaykh al-Islam in those neighboring countries. He will be there inshallah tomorrow, and most probably on Saturday will be his departure back to his place in Karachi. So alhamdulillah, we have had these great personalities, and now alhamdulillah we are going to experience an additional downpour of spiritual rain in the form of the ijtima' that's happening here right in our city of Durban, at Tilts Crescent in Overport, and our Akabirin, the pious elders, Maulana Ismail Godra Sahab, Maulana Usman Kakosi, the elders of Pakistan, Jamaats are here, alhamdulillah, a lot of beautiful nasiha and advices will be given to us at the ijtima'. So this is all the blessings and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for which we can never ever make enough shukr, that when these pious people don't come, then we experience a drought, a spiritual drought. And sometimes the drought can be for very long, many months. But alhamdulillah, we are so fortunate that from time to time Allah ta'ala sends us these spiritual rains in the forms of these great people that come. And when they come, they give some wonderful advices, nasiha, and give some beautiful sermons. There is a lot of beautiful gems of wisdom that they have shared with us in these days that they were here. Time is too limited to go into all those beautiful advices and nasiha. But in a nutshell, one or two things that I would like to say is that, first of all, these great people, as great as they are, their outstanding quality, very, very salient and amazing quality of these great people is the quality of humility. They are so humble. They are so humble, and they have basically, you know, erased themselves as if they don't exist and everything is for the ummah. So we see this with these great personalities, that they have actually made fana of their ana. They've annihilated themselves, and they are absolute, you know, epitomes of humbleness. The humbleness is seen in every aspect of their life, the way they sit, the way they talk, the way they walk. In every movement of their life, you see the humbleness, their words also. Last week, Hazrat Mufti Taqi Sahab in the Bayan, last Thursday, we were sitting in the Bayan there in Masjid Ibrahim in Maputo. And he was giving beautiful advice. And in the Bayan, several times Mufti Sahab mentioned this thing. And he said, I swear in Allah's name that I am nothing in comparison to the people who are doing the effort of deen. Even if they are just ordinary people, leave alone ulama. Mufti Sahab said, I say on qasam that they are better than me and I am nothing in comparison to them. And many times he mentioned these kind of statements in his talk, which is a clear indication of the level of humility that they have achieved. The same can be said about Hazrat Muhammad Qamru Zaman Sahab, Daman Barakatuh. Repeatedly he mentions that, you know, we are nothing. Today, at the time of his departure from the Kinshasa airport in Durban, he must have mentioned it 25-30 times without exaggeration. After every 2-3 sentences, Hazrat said these words, that agar hum qabool ho gaye to samjhenge ki hum bhi mukhlis hain. If we are accepted on the day of Qiyamah, then we will feel, okay, we also had sincerity. But till then, we can't even make a claim of sincerity. And in one sitting, one person mentioned to Hazrat that, you know, your majlis was so nurani, and he said, I don't know what is nurani and all that. I only know one thing, and he repeated the same words, that if it is accepted by Allah, then we can feel that there will be, that we also can say that, okay, there was sincerity. So this is the level of their humility. They are always conscious of their deficiencies, their shortcomings, and their mistakes and weaknesses, which to us we may not be, look at it in some other way. But for them, they look at the heights of perfection. And when they see that we did not achieve those heights of perfection, then they feel that we still have a lot to achieve. And for that, they display this humbleness before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is one salient quality that we have found in all the pious elders. Every single one of them, they never ever make any kind of claims. Always attributing everything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After the talk last week, very, very beautiful, stirring sermon Hazrat Mufti Taqi Sahib gave there in Maputo. And we were in the one room, just 2, 3, 4 of us. So I mentioned to Hazrat in that private sitting that, Hazrat, you spoke so beautiful, you gave such wonderful advices, and you know, this type of advices, it is only a personality of your caliber who can give such advice. And in all that time, Hazrat kept on saying, Allah protect from any harm, Allah protect from any fitna, Allah protect from any kind of fitna, any misunderstandings, Allah put khair in whatever I mentioned. Repeatedly he said these words. Anyone said to him that, you know, he kept on saying, may Allah protect from fitna, may Allah protect from harm, may Allah give goodness in whatever was mentioned. There is no element of pride or arrogance when it comes to this Allah wala. Constantly they are conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are all the time concerned about the reformation of themselves and the people around them. Then we find that Hazrat Maulana Qamar Zaman Sahib, the Ahmad Barkatu, mentioned many times that ulama is their duty and responsibility to make the deen easy, make the deen simple, and make the deen easy and present it to the ummah. They must make the deen simple and they must present the deen in an easy form to the ummah. I showed Hazrat Wala yesterday, day before yesterday, our concise 40 Durood Kitab. I presented a gift of it to him. And I told him, Hazrat, this is a short Durood Sharif. Because you also promote concise and abbreviated and, you know, the summarized version of many kitabs in your writings, and you promote the concept of ease for the ummah and, you know, making things accessible and easy for the ummah. So in that spirit, Hazrat, this kitab was also compiled, and Hazrat was extremely happy. He accepted it and he told the people, take this kitab and keep it with all my collection of whatever kitabs Hazrat had. So again, this is the message that we're getting from these pious elders, that deen is simple and deen is easy. And they emphasizing, Hazrat has emphasized to ulama, he mentioned particularly, that present the deen in a simple and an easy format to the ummah. Hazrat Mufti Taqi Sahib mentioned at the end of his advisors, he said that I want to leave you on two occasions, he mentioned this, that I want to leave you with a very simple formula before I leave. He said, I want you every morning to just take out 2 minutes after Fajr Salam. Just 2 minutes. And he quoted this ayat of Quran, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Hazrat said, just take this ayat, which means that my ibadat, my salah, my ibadat, my life and my death is all for the sake of Allah. Everything is for the sake of Allah. He said, just take this ayat, recite this ayat, and, you know, make intention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the beginning of every day that, oh Allah, all my ibadat, my salat that I will read, whatever ibadat I will do, the sunnat that I will practice on, I will do it solely for your pleasure with ikhlas. I will do it for your pleasure. I will do it in accordance with your commands, in accordance with the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, make this kind of packed with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every morning, 2 minutes. And he says, before you go to bed at night, take out another 2 minutes and review your whole day and see where you faltered. If there was a lack in ikhlas and sincerity, if your ibadat was not of the desired level, if you faltered in the quality of your ibadat, then make tawbah and istighfar and ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness and ask Him for guidance for the next day that you must. He said, I tell you people that if you take this little formula and you practice it with istiqamah and steadfastness, there is no reason why you will not go into Jannah. There is no reason why you will not go to Jannah. He mentioned this with so much of emphasis. So, just to make it easy for our remembering and keeping it in mind, I will call it the 2x2 formula of Shaykhul Islam, Hazrat Mufti Taqi Usmani, 2x2, meaning twice a day for 2 minutes. 2x2. Leave the 4x4s now. We don't need 4x4 here. You just need a 2x2. 2x2 is enough, inshallah, to take us to Jannah. Then if you got 4x4s and all that, we can go right to the highest stages of Jannah. But take 2x2 for now, just for the basic entry to Jannah. Take the 2x2, twice a day, the 2 minutes of formula of Shaykhul Islam, Hazrat Maulana Taqi Usmani, and we practice on this inshallah, and we will see the benefits. Because it was also mentioned by the ulama that one is to talk about the medication and how good the medicine is and, you know, how it has benefited other people, but the patient doesn't take the medication, he will never get better, he will never get cured. The cure is in taking the medication. That is where the cure lies. So we should try and take that medication, the spiritual dawa and medication that is prescribed by our pious elders. Let us, inshallah, hold fast unto these. Allah give us tawfiq. Inshallah, we will do some zikr and we'll conclude with dua, inshallah.